Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
In this episode, I want to talk about the bad side to ambition. Sit back and enjoy the show, because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Change. Big Change. Big Change. Okay, so we know that ambition is a good thing, right? It drives us, it pushes us forward, it allows us to dream of bigger things and push for greater than what we have. And ambition is, without a doubt, a positive trait. However, I've always been an ambitious person. And I remember thinking when I was younger that there's a negative side to ambition. You know, there is... It's not always a great thing to be an ambitious person, because really what ambition means is that you are always reaching for something else. And when you are always reaching for something else, it makes it very difficult to be happy, to experience happiness and joy about the things that you have. It makes it difficult to experience gratitude about what you've already done. And frankly, it makes it very difficult to understand the successes that you've had and to feel good about those successes. Now, I've always struggled with this. You know, I produced electronic music for a while and had a friend of mine and I had our song played on international radio. And so it was heard by a lot of people and it did really well. And I still felt like I wasn't a very good producer. And I think I felt all of these things because by the time I achieved something, the goal had already moved. And that's really the negative side to ambition. You know, if you are always reaching for something else, then by the time you achieve it, the goal has already moved. And so you don't even realize that you achieved that thing that you originally set out to do, because now you're so focused on the next thing. So how do we deal with that? You know, what do we do? Because obviously we can't just get rid of ambition. As I just outlined, it is a very beneficial thing. It pushes us to earn more, to learn more, to be in better shape, to eat better. Ambition is one of those very rare traits that allows us to actually drive change in our lives. Without it, there's no motivation to push forward. There's no motivation to make any changes. And so things stay exactly the same. Ambition is the reason that humanity is the top species, because we have the capability to be ambitious, because we have the capability to dream of the things we'd like to build and then make those things by doing the hard work. So what do we do about the negative side? How do we handle the fact that ambition, by its definition, makes it so difficult to feel grateful? Well, really, the solution is pretty simple. And, you know, as I'm recording this episode, I'm really thinking through this problem myself, and I'm speaking those thoughts. So it dawns on me that the solution is actually a very simple thing, and that is to be conscious of your gratitude, or rather to make a conscious decision to be grateful. You know, to set aside time every day where you are purely focusing on the things that you are grateful for, to wake up every morning and journal about the things you are happy that you have in your life. It seems to me that if we are naturally ambitious people, which I think everyone who listens to this podcast probably is, if we are naturally ambitious people, then our default state is to always be reaching for something else. And if that's the case, if that is our default, then the only way that we can deal with that is to forcefully push ourselves out of that default. And what I mean by that is this conscious decision aspect. So if, for example, for most people, their default state is not to go to the gym each day. And as a result of that, in order to get themselves to the gym, they have to forcefully push themselves to go to the gym. They have to go through the song and dance and the struggle and all of the things required to convince themselves to get there. That is a disruption. Their default is to go through their regular routine, and they are disrupting that default by going to the gym. And that's unpleasant. When you disrupt your routine, it is an unpleasant feeling. But it's necessary. In the scenario I just gave, it's necessary because it means that this person can start to go to the gym. And if you can start to go to the gym, then it becomes your default routine to go to the gym. Now, all of a sudden, the disruption is not going to the gym. So it's important that we force ourselves to break out of these routines. And in the same way, back to the ambition problem, in the same way, if our default state is to be ambitious, to constantly climb, to constantly look at the next thing, to move the goalposts as soon as we get there, if that is our default state as naturally ambitious people, then it means that we need to forcefully disrupt that default state. We need to specifically mark out time on our calendar, set an alarm to focus on being grateful, to highlight the things that we feel gratitude for, to reach out to the people that we love and let them know that we love them. As naturally ambitious people, these aren't things that we're going to do naturally, because we already have those things, and ambitious people want the next thing. So the solution, as I said, is simple. If you are naturally ambitious, if you struggle with feeling happy about the things you've accomplished simply because you're already focused on the next thing, then I challenge you every day, every morning, to break out a piece of paper and just write down three things that you're grateful for. I think that is the best way to disrupt that pattern and to put yourself into a position to start noticing those things that you are grateful for, rather than constantly reaching for the next thing. And this is something I need to do. This is advice to myself, because I am naturally ambitious and because I am the type of person that forgets to celebrate the wins and forgets to be grateful for where they are. So I challenge you to do that. I challenge you to be grateful and focus on your gratitude for the things that you do have. And then from there, once you've finished your obligation to do that, once the alarm goes off, you can go back to being ambitious. You can go back to purely focusing on the next thing. So with that said, I would like to invite you to join our Facebook community. You can do so by going to Facebook and searching Tiny Leaps, or by going to www.gregclunas.com and clicking community. What you're going to get when you join the community is simple. It is a community of people who want to help you win in your life. It's that easy. It's that simple. We want to help you win. We want to give you a place to share your story. We want to provide resources and advice on how you can take advantage of this gratitude factor in order to subvert your ambition for just a moment and feel that sense of happiness. So join us, join the community, head over to Facebook and search Tiny Leaps or go to gregclunas.com and click community. And until the next episode, I've been Greg Clunas. And remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.